This is John Lothian with the daily update of commentary and stories from the First Read section of the John Lothian newsletter for August 17th, 2021. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. We lead off, JLN, today with the comments and story from the hits and takes section. I am pleased to announce that CME Group Chairman and CEO Terry Duffy has agreed to chair the 50th anniversary of the LaSalle Street Trading Tech Awards fundraiser for the Pathway to Adventure Council of the Boy Scouts of America. The event is the former LaSalle Street Dinner, held for many years on LaSalle Street in front of the Chicago Federal Reserve. Duffy follows his good friend Pat Kenny, Executive Vice President of CQG and deemed the most interesting man in the world by this newsletter publisher, as chairman. Thank you to Terry and his staff for their leadership of this year's event. The FIA wants you to know that IDX, the International Derivatives Expo, is the place to be, bringing together industry leaders, vendors, and policymakers to discuss what's now in derivatives and what lies ahead. Join FIA for two full days of outstanding programming, networking, and exhibits from the 27th to 28th of September in London. FIA is creating a unique IDX experience that will keep you safe while allowing you to connect with clients, colleagues, and friends from the local clear derivatives community. Register now to take advantage of special rates that end the 27th of August. FIA's Operation Americas division is bringing back the Chicago golf outing on the 27th of September. This year, in addition to the regular golfing event at Arrowhead Country Club, the division is offering a golf clinic and a networking dinner-only option. Net proceeds from the event will go to two Chicago area charities, the Greater Chicago Food Depository and the Greenwood Project. Event registration is open only to FIA members. Learn more and register with the link in today's newsletter. The S&P 500 has rallied from the March 2020 lows brought on by the pandemic a mere 100%. John Fennell has joined TFOS Group Holdings, Inc. as Executive Vice President, Chief Risk Officer. Fennell spent the last 10 years at the OCC. After a year of garden leave from Citadel, Scott Johnston has joined Hudson River Trading as Head of Operations Management. I first encountered Johnston when he was CIO at the Chicago Mercantile Exchange under then-CEO Jim McNulty. Chuck Mackey will be interviewing Chris Giancarlo for the opening keynote at the trading show here in Chicago on October 5th. Thank you to Trading Technologies for matching the donation made by Douglas Engman, the chairman of Sage Brokerage Holdings, to our GoFundMe campaign. Thank you to all who have given to our GoFundMe campaign. Here are more stories from the First Read section of today's JLN. Larry Abrams, Part 2, Trader, New York Jew, and Magician. In Part 2 of the JLN MarketsWiki Education Open Outcry Traders History Project interview with Larry Abrams, he talks about the emotionally draining market openings every day, his rather ugly experience in Kansas City opening a futures trading operation for Cooper Neff, options exercised out of the money, electronic trading, economic opportunity in small worlds, and being a magician. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Don't forget to register for FIA IDX in London. There's a link in today's newsletter. Here's a story from The Telegraph. Britain's fourth Afghan war is a replay of the first infamous retreat 170 years ago. The first Anglo-Afghan war was arguably the greatest military humiliation ever suffered by the West in the East. On the infamous retreat from Kabul, which began on the 6th of January 1842, of the 18,500 who left the British cantonment, only one British citizen, the surgeon Dr. Bryden, made it through to Jalalabad 6 days later. An entire army of what was then the most powerful military nation in the world was utterly destroyed by the poorly equipped tribesmen. My comment: one must look to history for the answers one needs today. Here's a story from Market Watch. Americans are creating their own vaccine mandates by cutting ties with the unvaccinated. Americans are creating their own COVID vaccine mandates, according to new data from the Harris Poll. At least 30% of millennials or Gen Zers in the U.S. say they have cut ties with a friend, family member, or acquaintance because they wouldn't get the COVID-19 vaccine. My comment, are you my friend? Can I see your vax card? Here's a story from Mashable. John Oliver examines the rise of ransomware and what we can do about it. This is a cybercrime so old it used to require a bunch of floppy disks and two physical mailmen. Despite being around for decades, ransomware attacks, whether targeting health systems, schools, or pipelines, are on the rise, and so are the ransoms. John Oliver took one of his famous deep dives into the topic on Last Week Tonight to unpack this criminal technique used by hackers involving encrypting a victim's device and forcing the owner to pay a ransom to unlock it. If you're thinking, is it just me, or did there not used to be a massive ransomware attack every 2 months? You're actually right, said Oliver. Over the past few years, it's gone from a trickle to an absolute flood. The estimated total ransoms paid quadrupled to $350 million last year, and that is definitely an undercount because companies often don't publicly disclose ransomware attacks for fear of negative press or lawsuits. My comment, the John Oliver deep dives are to die for. Here's a story from Traders Magazine. Optiver airs concerns on options market structure. The significant concern in the U.S. equity options market is the underpinning market structure, which favors the wholesalers with an affiliated market-making arm, according to Optiver. On August 11, Optiver, a proprietary trading firm and market maker for various exchange-listed financial instruments, released a series of papers highlighting concerns about the state of the U.S. equity options market. My comment, SEC, are you listening? Here are the top three stories from Monday's JLN. Our top story Monday was the world may never reach herd immunity against COVID-19 from Bloomberg. Second was the Optiver white paper, the PFOF you didn't know existed, exchange marketing and response fees, which was our most read story on Friday. Third was the Wall Street Journal's something is awry in the treasury market this summer. This podcast is sponsored by our friends at Eurex. Visit Eurex.com to learn more about trading MSCI derivatives. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast, and if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a John Lothian newsletter subscriber, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye.